Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa, our guest on the program today, and we'll have a whole lesson on substantially complete.
We'll have a lesson on substantially complete.
I had to laugh when I was listening to it because, yes, it. Well, let's go. The Boone School Board meeting this past week, and once again, not a very lengthy meeting.
Nope, you were July able to move along pretty
quick.
Short.
Pretty quick. First one of the new fiscal year and really getting ready, by the way, for Crossroads buildings. Let's go with the buildings first. Crossroads, sure. They've been busy getting in and getting set up.
Their substantial completion date is July 31st, as is Ledge's. So it's a magic date for our district.
And basically just coming through and finalizing some of the things.
Yeah.
And it'll take a little while to get everything else cleaned up around and done that. But.
Yeah, so substantially, I will go into that.
Okay.
Substantially complete simply means exactly what it says. It's substantially complete. Doesn't mean it's 100% complete. So it's when we hit that date, what we do is we go through and do a punch list of anything that we think needs to be maybe be touched up or something that maybe we thought was done that wasn't done. It's you create a punch list and then by contract, contractors have up to 90 days. It doesn't usually take that long, but they have up to 90 days to finish that off. And then we're 100% complete.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's getting there.
It absolutely.
Ledges, because not most people will just see it out there, but I know some people have been kind of driving in there to take a look.
They have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
stay out of the construction.
Yeah, please. Yes. We'd like to get 100% complete.
Yeah.
Yes. So it is, it's coming along. And again, our timeline was tight when we started, and it is the substantial completion date hasn't changed. It hasn't been pushed back. It's exactly what we set when we started on this project before we even broke ground. So that is a huge feat in and of itself. So we're really pleased with that.
I got to say, you know, when you were doing the bids for it, I'm going, whoa, this is complex.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of moving parts in there as far as the contractor and everything else, and having Lang helped a lot.
We had 13 different contractors, and then some of those contractors had subcontractors, and so having Lang was extremely helpful, and they've been phenomenal at helping make sure they had all those working parts working efficiently and safely, because if you recall, they received the safety award, so that was also very important to our board and to our district that happened as well. So great project, and it's come along well, and road's almost done. Still need lights, still need some lines and things, so it's not ready yet, but
big rainfall
It'll
didn't slow you down?
Big rainfall didn't slow us down. Isn't that impressive?
It was.
It is.
It was.
Yeah.
There was a lot of water went downstream, again.
We will,
The retention stuff you were doing is there.
Yes, we have retention areas, and then our seating, we have temp seating down now.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually will get all dissed up when the new seating window opens in August, mid-August.
Yeah.
And we'll reseed with the real stuff.
get ready to go for the the final product. Well, again, we're doing all that, and I know furniture was getting assembled.
Yeah, furniture's getting assembled. I mean, we really are in those final stages. It's really exciting. And when the public can come see it on homecoming weekend, we're going to have it opened for anyone to come in, and we'll advertise the hours that we're going to be open, and you can come and see the Ledges, Crossroads, the gym. We'll have all of it open.
So for those that are wondering, basically what the plan is, it's here within the month, we'll do maybe just a ribbon cutting with board members.
We'll do a ceremonial ribbon cutting,
And then have when we hit homecoming, by then just about everything should be pretty well completed.
Exactly. So. We've got a big design that's in the commons area that I would anticipate may come in right after school starts. So we'd like people to see it for what it's really going to look like. So we're going to have October date, and homecoming seems like an appropriate time. Might have some alumni that want to come home and see that. So,
all right. So the questions I've been getting for those that might have children going to Ledges, tell me about transportation. Are we getting it all worked out?
Yes.
Is it, I mean,
yes, we are. So as long as you registered and you signed up for transportation, that's the key. I hope that anyone who's listening, if you did not register or sign up for transportation, we do not have you listed and we won't be transporting you. But if you signed up and then it's going to work a little differently than it used to. In the morning, our hub is really Ledges. It'll start at Ledges. We're following our brain research where the little ones start earlier and get out earlier, and the older ones start later and get out later. So that'll be good. The hub in the morning. And then the afternoon, I think Mike's still planning on middle school kind of being the hub. But the difference, the biggest difference is our littles will get delivered, and you need to make sure you're picking up your littles, even if you have older children, because those older children don't get out till later. So you need to be cognizant of the times that we'll be sending out to you about when your younger children are getting out and need to be picked up, wherever your drop-off point that you said you wanted, because they're the older siblings, it'll be, you know, a significant amount of time that you wouldn't want your younger children waiting.
Just waiting there. So we'll have that going on.
Yes.
Working our way through it.
Yes.
So, and do you expect it, fine-tuning it as we go along?
Of course. And there will be adjustments. Even when we've done things the same, it always takes a couple weeks to get back into the swing of things anyway. So, do ask for some grace at the beginning of the year, because that's something that it always takes a little bit of time to get people used to things and students used to it again. And we need to make sure the students hold on to those bus cards, too. So anything our parents can do to help make sure that they don't lose those, that would be great.
That's a good thing. It's
yes.
a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about staffing-wise. How is it going? Because I know we
still have science.
We were looking.
We're still looking for science, but again, it's not that we aren't going to be able to teach the courses. Our students will still have those opportunities, just fewer electives, because we need to utilize our existing staff. They won't be able to teach some of the elective classes that we wanted for in this area of science, but still working on it.
Okay.
sometimes people move in from out of state, and you never know.
We might get you never. Well, yeah. We keep trying, and I know
you. Unfortunately, I just saw someone else post another high school position in the state too. So, before I went on vacation, there were 39 openings in the same area that we're looking for. So. Yeah.
There is a demand.
There is a high demand, yes.
Does proximity to working with DMAC, does that help
that
you
helps
some?
That helps immensely, yes, because DMAC's going to be able to offer some courses that if we didn't have DMAC here, that wouldn't have been a possibility. So our partnership with DMAC is crucial, especially in times like this. So, and they've always been wonderful to work with and have partnered with us in any way that they possibly could. So, yeah, that's extremely helpful.
If they have some of their faculty help, they recruit students.
They do.
Come here. So,
they do.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We work with what we've got. And
we
again, it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. It is. But again, we're in a better shape than a lot of districts around the state. So, I mean, it's all relative.
Special ed, did you get those filled?
We did.
I mean, those were some of the things. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, again, lots of school districts that didn't get that accomplished. So. Yeah,
we'll keep working at it.
Yep.
All right, so some of the things that come up, and one of the things that comes up in all school boards are asked to do this by the association. Mm-hmm. Give us your top priorities, and basically yours didn't change very much there.
Not a whole lot. I think that our board did select the one that talked about local control, being able to ensure that our boards can continue to make the decisions that they want to be able to make. And also, I think one of them had the AEA funding in there because the AEA, like a lot of people, the Area Education Agency, people don't realize how much support we do receive from them. So when they get cut, it's actually a cut to us. So that's something that I know our board talked about at the table.
And those were some that may not have been included in your top four picks, but private. I know the private schools, you have board members that feel if they're getting public funds, they should have to meet the same standards.
Because right now, that's not the case. So both private and public schools receive public dollars, but just public schools have accountability measures attached to that. So,
we'll see what happens.
That's
again, those are things that the association gets as they get ready to start planning for lobbying and legislation.
The School Board Association wants to know from every board in the state what their priorities are, so then they can make sure that they are speaking for the board members when they can't be there. So, yeah.
Top priorities, for you, once again, mental health assistance.
Absolutely. And SSA, our state aid.
Yep. And teacher recruiting and retention.
Just like what we just talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. So being able to have those.
Yes.
Those are some of the big challenges. And I think a lot of people don't realize AEA because that's not just the Boone district. That's for the entire area providing additional assistance.
We're part of the Heartland AEA. And so, they provide all kinds of services as well as some free software. I was just in a meeting yesterday where we receive software from the AEA this year, but maybe not next year because they may not be able to provide it due to budget cuts. So it then falls on the school district. So they support us in many ways.
We'll do that. We'll keep seeing what happens there. Again, that's and it's provided not just it's for any school, I think, in their area. So it would be even the private schools.
They really provide so many different services. Yes. I think the only school district in the state that doesn't utilize the Area Education Agency is Des Moines.
Probably.
They're the only ones.
Got their own.
They do. They have their own. They do that.
I know one of the things, and people will say, because we do have two elementary school or two school private schools here locally in the district. And I know that you get worked with them a lot in the past.
We do.
And I'm guessing
we still are.
The new funding, it's not going to change.
Nope.
The new funding, they may get some of their students may get additional or may have some of their costs covered if they're eligible. And you might have a couple of students that might go there, but
we might.
Relatively small number in the overall scheme.
And I don't know that it's changing anything as far as how we work together. We work together on a number of different items. So I don't see that changing for us here in Boone. October count day will tell us really where we stand with how many chose to go to private school instead of Boone Public Schools. But to my knowledge, I think we're kind of par for the course.
Yeah. Holding pretty steady.
I think so.
Not a lot of changes with
that.
Okay. Keep working at it.
Yeah.
So one of the other things, as long as we were talking about the building construction and stuff, still to go is we have two buildings that we will be vacating. So the board, have they talked much about it? What are we looking at?
We actually talked during our work session about our budget because, as you may be well aware, that we are just finishing up that 20-year plan that the board had developed. So we're trying to get ready for the next, for sure, 10 years. I don't know if we're planning on 20, but at least 10-year plan. And so it started with Paulette just sharing with the board where we are financially. We're still in good financial shape, but realistically, not a lot of borrowing power right now, not a lot of cash because we're just finishing these major projects. And so part of that is if one of the options would be to raise the buildings like they had in the past, that's pretty costly. And it could be, honestly, could be over six digits. So we just needed to kind of see what the budget was. And so right now I was tasked with investigating different options to see what the options are. We were investigating how much it would cost. So that's something that Paulette's in charge of. So she will be determining, you know, kind of how much will that be. And I think I've said all along that the intent initially has always been to try and sell the properties. What that looks like, we aren't sure. So
it's just really starting to investigate.
Just really starting the baby stages. No decisions have been made at all. Just kind of putting feelers out there and again, investigating costs to different options.
Yeah.
Because that's an important component to the decision-making process.
And I think in some of the others, as some of the others were raised in the past, it worked out pretty good with working with developers for housing and stuff. So
correct.
Those are, you know, what kind of a plan will come together.
We'll see.
And again, it's not inexpensive to take a building down.
It's not. I don't think people realize how expensive it is. But so we'll see what the options are for us to decide upon. And
facility-wise, though, pretty good. I mean, the position we're in right now is going to be very good.
It is really good, yes. And so that's a nice place to be, and financially so, too. I mean, that's something to come out on the other side of all this construction at the time that we did. is something that I'm really proud of for our district, because, again, not all districts have been able to accomplish that.
So I got to ask you, because of the property tax changes that came up, one of the things they were going to we were going to see go away was Pearl.
And they
Boone,
kept it.
And Boone was one of the few that had that, one of the few districts, and voters did approve that.
Yes, voters approved it, and that's something, I think we were one of 27 districts in the state that have it. And it lasted, at least for now, thankfully, because, again, playgrounds are also extremely expensive.
Outrageously expensive.
Outrageously expensive, and we've been saving for many, many years with this Pearl money, and even what we've saved isn't going to cover the full cost of the new playground at Ledges. So we desperately need that Pearl money, and the best part about the Pearl money is it has to be something that not only benefits the school district, but our community. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I think I tried to stress with our legislators, is how important it is, not only to school districts, but our community at large, because it is something that's part of the requirement in our use of those funds, is it has to benefit both. So
those are the dollars that you can use for the track, and people go out and use the track or things like that.
It has to benefit both the school and the community. So playgrounds typically are what
used by everybody
used for.
That's it, because in Page, during the summer, it's used almost as much as it is during the school year.
Absolutely. So that's something that we were extremely grateful survived, and we're hopeful that when it comes up again, we can then demonstrate the uses it and the benefits that it has had for our community.
So for those that keep asking, what about the playground equipment at the schools, and what about this? We're just starting thinking about all of that.
So the playground equipment's there, and they've already done some of the cement work that needs to happen ahead of time. They need to get all the bases in, and then they'll pour the rubber, and then they can have the playground. It actually goes up pretty quickly, so it goes from like nothing to a lot very, very quickly. But that'll happen in August.
So, are you worried about supply issues?
Actually,
we had some real delays for some things going on. But
no,
it's it'll be good to watch it happen. Come together.
So I think, to my knowledge, we have everything that we've ordered on site. So that's what we need.
Okay. Well, I was kind of curious because I knew you were going to be looking at planning down the road. And yes we
Franklin
know.
Franklin needs upgrades to their playground too. Okay. So we're going to utilize Pearl for that. So
starting to save again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And otherwise, technology-wise, things like that, everything else pretty well set up.
Yeah, so Levi's been extremely busy because he's had two buildings to try and get all that technology in, and he is extremely busy trying to get all the technology in. But
got to be able to. Surprisingly, whiteboards don't just happen, folks.
They do not. They do not.
You got to have somebody who knows what they're doing and puts them all together.
We've got we've got the latest technology in Ledges, so it's really exciting to see. I'm excited for our parents and our community to see what our students have available to them.
So we'll do that. Otherwise, for the district, not much else happening. I know that
gearing up for the year.
We'll get everything else going there. So let's go back to the registration online.
Yes,
and some people,
and you can come into the office. We will let you register in the office, and we'll help you. It really is a pretty simple process. And even if you were here last year, we do need you to register again. And so that's the thing that I think is difficult. For many years, that did not happen. And that's something that we need to emphasize, is that every year you're going to register your students. So typically, you just look and see what's already online and mark off, that's still accurate, and then you're good to go.
Yep.
But,
Do we have the, reduced price lunch things?
Yes,
do we
the free need, and reduced you... lunch is available now, so you can absolutely, and I would encourage people to fill out that form if they think they may benefit from that. There's all kinds of reasons to sign up for that, not only for yourself, but also for the school district. We get a lot of funds based on the numbers of people that participate in that program, so
Whether you're eligible or not, fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, it's really something that that benefits our kids, and you don't realize until, it's not filled out and we no longer have those resources. Yeah. So
our district, the only one in the county that was doing the lunches over the summertime, still doing that, breakfast and lunch, by the way.
Yep.
And also gets to be one of the drop-offs for the hospital that they're doing there.
Yes, it is.
So
that's been a nice collaboration. It's been great for the hospital to do that.
Little addition. Because this is the time of the year, people tend to forget. Kids are out of school. They don't have those. So have the meals, the breakfast and lunch, have they been going okay? I figure because for many, they would have to travel to get here.
Right. So it's different than it used to be where you could grab and go. So you do have to actually eat on site. That's one of the rules that they make for us. So I don't think we have the same numbers we did when it was a grab and go. Yeah. But we definitely still have plenty of families that are benefiting from that service. So really grateful that we are providing that.
Okay. So our board meetings going forward. I watched that for a while.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
And we kept it highlighted.
There's a lot of little adjustments in here.
There are.
We have school board election coming up. So, again, we have three positions on the board for Boone that will be up. And it'll be end of August is when people can start doing petitions if they're interested. So, Paulette's got the info.
Paulette's got the info if anyone's interested. Yep.
All righty. Ready for the new school year?
We are.
About as ready as you can be.
Somehow we're always ready, even when we think we aren't. So I love when the kids come back. It's going to be great.
All right. Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa, guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in and joining us, getting us up to speed on what's going on for the Boone District.